recorded a fucking long segment, and my phone logged me out of the app, and it deleted the whole thing. I am fucking pissed. But whatever. What are you gonna do? I know what I'm gonna do. I'm going to blow a big ol' fucking cloud. So, this is Roxy Lovesick. You're listening to The Stigma Enigma and the day is March 11th at 3:10 in the morning. The freaks come out at night. Stigma Enigma, formerly known as the Spunful One, but recently became the Stigma Enigma. I just like that it rhymes, and think of it as a tribute to the late, great Dr. Seuss, who has just been going through some real tough fucking times lately, it seems like, you know. Anyway, this cloud is for you, Seuss. That will melt down a bit. I am going to tell you that today my topic of discussion is going to be my Lovesick Cam Varsity Squad. Is it breakfast if you haven't gone to sleep yet? Who gives a fuck? Anyway, so, Lovesick's Cam Varsity Squad is pretty much a tutoring, digital online tutoring slash mentoring sessions or, you know, group, whatever. Squad, you know? A squad. But it pretty much involves, and it's for those of you that are looking to possibly, you know, pursue a career in the adult entertainment industry, whether that would be like webcamming or you wanted to create adult content, you wanted to like do a alternative lifestyle blog or start a podcast. But pretty much, like, I feel like I have been doing this line of work now for a little over a year, you know, a year and a day and some change or whatever, and I feel like I have a pretty good grip on it at this point. I hit the ground running, and the goal was to take over the internet. I feel like I did a pretty decent job with that. I cammed across almost every fucking campsite I've been on, at least, you know, for a small period of time, just to make a little bit of money and see how it works, see which one I liked the best, why I liked it, you know, learn some ins and outs of each site. And right now, I'm running a successful paid subscription OnlyFans for $20 a month. That is onlyfans.com/xxxlovesick. My premium snap lately has been jumping off. I mean, it's been fucking going crazy. So I have two private stories in my premium. One of them is a XXX story, filthy, nasty story of masturbation and sex and all kinds of freaky delights. And the other is a NSFW, nude mostly, cloudy story, which I'm sure you can imagine what that might look like. But it's still even better than what your imagination could imagine. So, that being said, so yeah, I think that my Pornhub would also be doing much, much better if Visa and MasterCard hadn't pulled the fuck out of their payment agreement with Pornhub and made it so that nobody can get fucking paid out for the last several months, which is really fucking whack. Because I have actually had people hitting me up trying to figure out why they can't go and buy my content from Pornhub or Model Hub, and I've had to explain to these people that, you know, MasterCard and fucking Visa pulled their fucking funding. So, anyway, but nonetheless, Pornhub has been an essential tool for me as far as promotion goes. Once I started to do the Pornhub thing, I'd been on it for like almost a full year before I ever started making money because it was all paid videos that I had available everywhere. But anyway, I don't want to give away all my tricks on this podcast. So I will say that I'm doing a promo sale for my Varsity Squad girls that are interested in camming and, you know, running a premium Snapchat, all that type of stuff. And so you can add me on Snap if you want to ask, you know, some questions in detail. My Snap is lovesickxxx, and I have a free public story as well with that same screen name. So add me on Snapchat. Check out my website, roxylovesick.com. I have a blog. You can view my webcam if I'm live. Plus there's links to all my other stuff on there as well. But yeah, I won't make this this recording session or whatever too long, because I'm afraid that it's going to log me out again and delete it, just like it did right before I started this one. So that being said, I am offering a $15 sign-on promo to be on my Varsity Squad, and I will have you sign up to whichever site you want through my affiliate link, as well as purchase any toys with my affiliate link as well, which I'll teach you how to use those, and it doesn't, you know, cost you anything to use them. But anyway, I'll explain all that. Add me on Snapchat if you can't, if you don't want to do Snap, if you don't want to do it like that, you don't have Snap, you don't want to use Snap, whatever, you can also email me. My email is xxxlovesick@roxylovesick.com, and if that's too much to remember, then just go to roxylovesick.com. That's R-O-X-I-E lovesick, lovesick.com, and all my links and information, plus gallery pictures, downloads that you can download for my some exclusive videos that aren't found anywhere else online, which is crazy because all my videos are everywhere. But there's links to my OnlyFans and everything else. So yeah, check that out. Let me know if you're interested. Let you know, pass this podcast link along to a friend if you think that they might be interested. You know, guys, let your ladies know. You know, I can definitely get them to, you know, where they want to be if they want to start making money with this. If they're serious, if they're committed, if they're not worried about what people think of them, they don't necessarily even have to be, like, you know, alternative lifestyle tweakers, you know. They can just be trying to make money on cam, masturbating or whatever, you know. Just plain old masturbation, ain't nothing wrong with that. Anyway, let me blow you one more cloud, and then roxylovesick.com, and I will see you on Snap, or you can email me, whatever. Peace. Alright, and it is now 3:28, so I have slayed another segment, and I am going to blow you yet another cloud. Because why the fuck not, right? Ooh, that one felt amazing, but it looked so sexy. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to also record these as I'm making them. So, for those that want to actually see these clouds that I'm blowing, I can actually be recording my podcast, but also recording for my, I don't know, OnlyFans or something. Some fucking where, somebody will want to see that shit. I would say my premium snap, but I am currently recording this on my phone, so I would either have to get another phone to do that or record my podcast from my laptop or whatever. I don't know. I'm in the bathroom now because I am doing my makeup so that I can actually get on cam because, you know, it's what I like to do any chance I get, but I am very frequently distracted, is what I like to call it. Meaning, I got home, for example, anyway, I got home yesterday evening after I went and got my nails done and my toes done, because I am going to be going out to Vegas for almost 10 days on the like 15th or something, I don't know. But exactly when yet, but around the 15th, I'll be going to Vegas. And wanted to learn from last year's mistakes, which is the very nature of my varsity squad, because I'm trying to help others avoid making the same mistakes I did along their, you know, future cam careers or, you know, adult entertainment, alternative lifestyle career choices. Because when I went to Vegas for AVN last year in January, I could have gotten a discounted hotel room rate if I would have stayed at the Hard Rock where the AVN was hosted, you know. But I was naive, and also I just didn't really care for the room, like the choice of rooms, I guess, that they had available. So, I had to be stubborn and hard-headed and stay at the Planet Hollywood, which on a map, on the internet, on the East Coast, looked to be really close, like right next door practically. But once you actually get to Vegas, you have to get into a car to get there, and you know, it still takes like 45 minutes during rush hour. So, yeah. It was not right next door like a skip and a jump. It was like a car ride in traffic, a good ways away. So, yeah. But that was the least of my concerns, considering that I wanted to kind of spoil myself. And so instead of getting my nails done before I went out there, I called and booked an appointment with the hotel spa of Planet Hollywood. Thinking, you know, oh, a Vegas spa, you know, a Vegas spa. And little did I know that that is no spa. That is a fucking nightmare of a fucking place of operation. The fact that they are even still open and, you know, conducting business is amazing to me. The very fucking, The very tactics that the staff use to manipulate people into paying obscene amounts for services provided that aren't even fucking worthy of, you know, someone that's in school for cosmetology pricing. Like, that is the fact. Like, I called and scheduled my appointment. This is gonna be a rant right here. So I scheduled my appointment before I even left the East Coast, and I was gonna get my hair cut, colored with like partial highlights and a root touch-up, and then I needed to get my nails like a fill, you know, a fill, acrylic fill. So they had quoted me for that, all of that. It was like $360 or something, which isn't really that pricey. So I was like, all right, cool, you know, that's good. So then I get there, they do my hair first. The chick that does my hair, you know, she seems cool enough, except for when the time came to like rinse the bleach and shit out, because I was like, okay, we'll just do like more highlights than what you were gonna put on there. But still, I still had half of my head was buzzed. So how can it be a full fucking set of highlights if half my head is buzzed, you know? So anyway, she charged me for a full set. I asked her before she had started to put the full set of highlights on my head, quote unquote full set on my head, I said, what is that gonna cost me, like, total, you know? What's the total cost going to be now with my nails that are gonna get done if I was to do this, you know, instead of the partial or whatever, instead of just like the top highlight section? So anyway, because I was licensed to do hair, so it's like she can't fucking pull the wool over my eyes when it comes to this shit, because like I literally went to school for this. So anyway, she's like, oh, I'm not sure, I have to go find out. Bitch, you're not sure of your pricing for a spa, a quote unquote hair salon / spa. There's only one fucking person that's doing the hair, one person that's doing the nails. Like, it's like a fucking empty debt. No wonder it was empty, though. Like, I should have taken that as the ultimate fucking warning sign. You know, clouds on the horizon. Danger, danger, beware. Stay the fuck away from here. So anyway, she walks out and then she comes back and she's like, okay, yeah, so it'll cost, she said $370 or $360. I guess, so like, I think I was quoted like $280 at first or something, $320. And she was like, oh yeah, it'd be $360. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Cause I figured it was just a couple more highlights that she was putting on. No, it wasn't until I was done walking away, like, okay, so let me just do this in order. So she says $360. I'm like, all right, cool. So she rinses out the bleach when it's done processing and shit, the lightener, and then I'm looking at my hair, it's like brassy and orange. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, she's gonna tone it and then that'll be that. I wanted to do it pink, but she said that they didn't carry like unnatural colors there. So it's, you know, it's not unheard of, I guess, but it's kind of weird. So I was like, all right, whatever, just tone it then. She's like, oh, we don't tone it here. I'm like, what do you fucking mean you don't tone hair here? Like, you lighten hair, make it look brassy as fuck, and then you don't tone it? Like, is this not a hair salon? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I'm just like, what the fuck ever, let me just go get my nails done because I'm missing like the entire day at the expo at this point. So I go to get my nails done, and she had also said, though, she was like trying to be cool, I guess, because she knew she was about to rip me the fuck off when I went to pay. But she was like, oh well, if you go to Sally's, right, and if you buy the pink, the dye that you want, she's like, and bring it back here, like, I'll do it, like, I'll color your hair with it for free. And I was like, all right, that's cool enough, you know, whatever. Then I go and I sit down to get my nails done to get a fill. This fucking Russian bitch, she fucking said she'd been doing nails for 10 years, right? And there is no fucking way, unless what she did to my nails was intentional and on purpose, that she could have ruined them as badly as she did. She literally wrecked the entire fucking set that I had. So my gold polish, I guess, that I had on them when I fucking got there, my, like, you know, the color and the acrylic had grown out a good bit, so obviously I needed a fill. So she spent minimal time buffing and taking off the gold, and then, you know, quickly lays down fresh acrylic, doesn't spend any time buffing, and I'm like looking for like a design on my phone on Pinterest, like I would normally do, you know, if I'm at the nail salon that I go to on the East Coast where I'm from. So normally, I found like an amazing nail tech, and she's like a Korean angel, I swear, and I love her work, you know, and I should have just went to her, you know, and she would have taken care of me just like she did last night when I went. And now my nails look amazing, my toes look amazing, and I am ready for the Vegas trip this year. Not getting a fucking Planet Hollywood spa ripoff ever again. And this will be a warning to those of you that maybe think, you know, oh, maybe I'll go to Planet Hollywood and stay. Don't. And if you think, oh, well, maybe I'll go to the spa, Planet Hollywood, called the Mandala Spa or some shit. Don't. Fucking don't. Like, do not do it. And you'll save a lot of money and a lot of fucking anxiety and fucking trouble, trust me. So I'm like looking for a design. Little did I know that it wouldn't even get to that point. There would be no design because she was incapable of even doing a simple fill. So I am looking at the color options because I told her I wanted like a neutral, nudie, beige color, whatever. So she is like trying to push this tacky blue, like bright dark blue glitter nail polish on me. And I'm like, why the fuck do I want that ugly ass color? Like, I don't want that. I want like a nude color, like a natural, like nudie color. Like, I wanted like a French tip, but she was like, oh, I can't do a French tip. So I'm like, okay, that's really weird, but whatever. And then she fucking tells me, because I'm looking at my nails, I'm like, why did these look so fucked up? She had asked me when I first sat down, she was like, why is this pointer finger green underneath? Did you super glue it down? And I'm like, yeah, I was about to get my nails done and it kept popping up and I didn't want to have one big nail missing, so, you know, I glued it down like I normally do if that happens. So she was aware that that had happened, okay? So I look, you know, so normally you're supposed to like chip up that part of the nail that was lifted up until it won't lift up anymore, and then you lay down fresh acrylic and buff it and file it down so that there's no moisture that's getting trapped underneath, you know. That's how you get like fungal infections on your fingers or toes, and you can essentially lose your entire nail if it gets bad enough. So that's basic nail tech 101 type of stuff. For someone that had been doing nails for 10 years, it's not like she wasn't aware of it, because she was the one that fucking asked me like about it, you know. And I was on my phone busy thinking, you know, oh, well, she's been doing nails 10 years. She knows what she's doing. She works at a Vegas spa, you know. Fucking, if you could see me right now, I'm doing like that jerk off motion with my hand, like, fuck that bitch. But anyway, so I'm like looking at my nails and I'm like, why the fuck do these look so fucked up? And they were like dirty on the underside because I have a fucking pit bull, 8-year-old pit bull, and like, you know, I like do makeup and shit. Like, my nails on the bottom, they get gross like before I fucking like go to get them done. They just get nasty, you know. So I'm like, you know, take the little pointy, you know, tool attachment and like go up underneath and will you clean them for me? Like, clean up underneath of there, clean it up a little bit. And she's like, oh, I don't have the right tool for that. And I'm just like, what is this place? Like, is this not a fucking spa or a fucking nail spa, like a fucking hair salon? Like, what is this place? Like, if not a fucking nail spa and salon or whatever, like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, they don't give me the right tools here. They don't give me anything. She's like pushing the blame on the fucking spa owners or whatever. And then she's like, she didn't have the right polish and she didn't have the right tools. And then she literally tells me that when I get home, that I need to go and get a scrub brush and that I need to scrub underneath the nails myself. And at this point, I'm like, no, you did not just tell me that I need to go and fucking scrub my nails myself. What the fuck am I paying you for? Like, that's literally why I go to get my nails done, is so that I don't have to be the one to fucking scrub under my nails and make them look fucking clean, like, and pretty. And so I'm like, what is this costing me right now? What is a fucking acrylic fill mani fucking cost in this fucking quote unquote nail spa? She's like, oh, well, it's $85 for the fill and it's $20 to take the polish off and $20 to put it back on. Okay, so I'm like, all right, so $85 plus $20, $105, and $20 more is $125. And she's like, oh, I don't know, I'm not good at math. I was like, this bitch did not just say that she's not good at math. I'm like, what do you mean you're not good? She's like, oh, I don't know, I'm not good at math. And like, she wasn't saying this in like a way that was like convincing to me. Like, she wasn't like genuinely not good at math and, like, upset over the fact that she wasn't good at math. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't have been, like, a bitch about it. Like, I would have fucking been cool, you know. But I'm telling you, like, that was such an easy fucking addition, like, of numbers. So for me to be like, oh, so 85 plus 20, you know, 105 plus 20 more, 125. You're charging me $125. And I'm looking at these nails. She spent no time buffing them. They were lumpy. They look like ogre nails. They were enormous and rock hard. She had tried to put blue glitter polish to cover up the fact that before she even put fresh acrylic down, that she hadn't even taken off the gold polish that I walked in there with, which essentially ruins the entire set. And, you know, unless you spend time buffing all the way down to where you're, you know, beneath the gold again, or like the color that you had to get it off, you just have to like start over with a whole new set, which is essentially what I had to do once I got home from my trip. But I had to spend the entirety of my trip with these fucking ogre nails. The little bit of money that I had to go to the Dollar Tree and buy a nail file and buffer and some cheap dollar polish to cover up the monstrosity that was these fucking nails. Like, it's fucking funny how bad they were. And yes, I have them on video. Like, I will post that video, I guess, with this somewhere, because it's very fucking, it's funny how bad it is, because I seriously thought that I was on like a fucking hidden prank show or something. Like, I thought that Ashton Kutcher was about to walk around the corner and be like, oh, you got punked, like, something like that. I kind of wanted it to be something like that, because I missed the entire day of the expo fucking getting my nails done for them to look like shit, like, for them to be ruined. Then the one that she knew that there was super glue is, like, popping up, you know, because it's so heavy, it's like a fucking sheetrock hanging from my nail. But anyway, so I'm like, I'm not paying for this. Like, you ruined my nails. Like, they look fucking terrible. How do you even have a fucking nail tech license? Like, how is this even possible right now? How am I fucking even going through this? Am I in a fucking bad dream? Like, I was, like, literally fucking snapping. And I'm like, you know what? No. I'm not doing this. I'm not paying for this. This is bullshit. I'm out. So I go to the fucking front desk, and I'm like, explain to them, look at my nails right now. They look fucking terrible. This is an abomination. This is an insult to people with bad fucking acrylic nails. This is fucking awful, and I'm not paying $125 for this. That's insane. Would you pay for this? You guys should be paying me for this. Now I have to go and fix your mistake. And so I'm like, let me just pay for my hair services and I will be out of your hair. Because, yeah, I'm just done with this whole fucking place. So I go thinking that it was gonna be $125 less than the $360, you know? Because I had asked her, the hairstylist, what the total would be with my nails that I was gonna get done. She said $360. So they ring up everything and they're like, okay, your total will be $700 and some, like $48 or something. And I'm like, what? She's like, oh yeah, like she like just like priced everything out, like wrote everything down to like show me the pricing. And so when I had gotten my hair from a partial highlight to like a semi full highlight, it went from the price being like, you know, $280 or whatever it was for everything. The full set of highlights is $360 or some shit. So like, I got like 7 or maybe 8 more foils in my head of highlight, and that right there, those 8 foils, was $360. I was like, this bitch did not just fucking try, just like, and yeah, like, so, okay, I'm like, why would I fucking agree to that if that's what they, like, I didn't even have that much, so I'm like, why would I have agreed to that? I don't even have that much to spend. So I charged it to my room, okay? So I charge it to my room that I had already paid for. So then I go to the expo the next day, blah, blah, blah. I'm like fucking so upset that this whole fucking just day was just ruined. And I'm just fucking just mortified that like my nails look like shit now. And I should have just went before I even left home to get them done. But anyway, then the real joy came the next day when I did go to the expo, and then I get back to my room and my key doesn't work. So I'm like, what's up with this? So I go down to the hotel desk and I'm like, my key's not working. And they're like, oh yeah, you need to settle up your bill with the spa. And I'm like, I don't leave for another like 2 or 3 days, like 3 days. And I can pay that before I go, but I don't have that. My phone was dead and my charger was in my room. And they literally would not let me in my room, would not let me charge my phone or anything. I had to use that desk, the front desk phone, to call my brother and my dad, who were asleep on the East Coast, have them PayPal me money to cover the room that I'd already paid for, that was already paid for. And then I go with my key up to my room again, key still doesn't work. I go back down. I repeated this process. I would go back up to my room and wait for like 20 minutes. Then I had to go back down, and I had to do that like 5 fucking times. I kid you not. Every time it was because I was supposed to be meeting security up at my room, at my door, because they had to be there to use their key the same time I use my key, blah, blah, blah. Well, like the first 3 times, their security like just didn't come. Like, so I kept having to go down, and then the manager, the one that was a dickhead that was like not letting me in my room to begin with, he's just like, oh, I'm sorry. And he gave me like $50 of free food and shit. And I'm just like, that literally does not make up for the fact that this fucking, like, this place has been the single worst fucking experience of probably my entire life as far as like staying at a fucking place goes. Because, I mean, really, it was just fucking awful. They were just so fucking rude and like disrespectful. And like, I was like literally just being like my normal self. Like, I was being cool. I was trying to be like reasonable. And then it got to where like they were fucking with me. Like, you all are fucking with me right now. Like, I'm still being reasonable, you know? But anyway, it's all good. I fucking sent them a fucking raving fucking, just a gorgeous fucking review on Yelp, if you want to care, if you care to check that out. It's pretty fucking entertaining. It's worth a good read. If you're ever fucking curious, look up the Mandela Spa at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Funny thing about the Yelp reviews is there's probably, I would say like 2 dozen or more other reviews about that same exact spa and hotel. And they're all very similar to mine, which is makes me wonder, like, how are they even fucking still operating? So, aside from the fact that the nail tech is literally breaking health code violations, like, I mean, that's craziness. But anyway, phew, it was a learning experience, and I chalk it up to that. And I look at it like this. I don't drink, and I don't gamble. It was my first time in Vegas, and, you know, I had to lose money one way or another, so that was the first time in Vegas learning experience for me. That's why this time around, when I go around the 15th, my nails are fucking done. Toes done. And it will not be a repeat of that fucking nightmare ever again. This has been Roxy Lovesick for the Stigma Enigma. And I hope you enjoyed my rant on my first time in Vegas, Planet Hollywood, Nightmare, Mandela Spa Edition, bullshit, ogre nails. And I'm out. You are listening to the Stigma Enigma podcast, and I am your host, Roxy Lovesick. You can check out all of my links and content by going to roxylovesick.com. That's R-O-X-I-E, lovesick.com. I am a chatterbait cam girl, a Pornhub model. I run a premium and a free OnlyFans. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, and Snapchat. I run a very successful premium cloud snap as well as a XXX naughty filthy snap. And right now you can get both of those, $30 a month, $60 a year, or $100 for life. Just add me on Snapchat, which is lovesickxxx. Go to roxylovesick.com for all of my other links and content. platforms and such. You're listening to the Stigma Enigma, formerly known as the Spunful One, but yeah, the Stigma Enigma podcast, and I am Roxy Lovesick. Thanks for listening. Seriously believe it makes such a difference when you use a clean bowl versus a dirty one. The clouds are just so nice, so much nicer. This is Stigma Enigma, and I am Roxy Lovesick, your Spunderful host.